Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending upon where you are in the world. This is Tom Capone, Executive Director of the NYDLA, and we have another session of Coffee in the Clouds. Today we have Jigar Vyas. Jigar Vyas from Investence. Investments provides digital wealth management technology that enables asset managers, broker-dealers, and advisors to deliver their investment solutions at scale. Flexible technology provides a dynamic user experience for both the advisor and the investor by simplifying the entire investing process into a streamlined online solution. Jigar, welcome to Coffee in the Clouds.
Thanks, Tom. We're glad to be here.
So, let's get right into it. In your own words, what is Investence?
So, you put it really well. Investence basically creates a customized, scalable solution for advisors, broker-dealers, asset managers, on really creating their own digital footprint. We help them create robo models. We help them create wealth management solutions throughout their industry by creating very customized look and feel, very customized investment models. So we really get involved into just about everything they do as a wealth management firm. You know, just to kind of give you an example, we just did a very large announcement with Ladenburg Asset Management Group here in New York and Miami. They launched Symbol, which we designed for them and built for them. It's a very custom application of our technology.
I see. So how did this all come about? How did this company actually come to exist?
Investments was a concept in 2011, 2012 in my head. It was something that I had been thinking about for a number of years, and then I spoke about that to my friend and partner, Mary Lou. She really loved the idea. Mary Lou is a 35-year veteran out of Merrill Lynch. And then I, you know, spoke with Michael Frank, who is also a really good friend of mine, had invested with my hedge fund, and he loved the idea. And so we started putting the team together. In 2013, we decided that we wanted to build something that was something unique. We created a platform. We decided that first we look at the sort of a retail solution, and then decided that it's actually better to work with advisors and larger asset managers because those are the guys who really need the help. And that's how we started. It was something that we, you know, started coining and then building. And in 2015, we launched the application. We signed a contract with Ladenburg Thalmann, which is a very large New York Stock Exchange firm. And they wanted to build this concept called Symbol. And we just launched the second version of that in just 2 weeks ago.
Now, it looks like you've got three main components to your program. You have what you're calling your advisor center, your investment matrix, and your client portal. Can you just briefly give me an overview of what these three, you know, components are?
Sure. So the advisor portal is a way for advisor to manage their clients, see what activities they have, including, you know, linking to Google Analytics or other analytics type functionality, seeing traffic on their site. They can manage their clients, look at their portfolios. You know, a perfect example would be advisor in old days used to sort of write out on paper what the client is looking for, go back and then sort of work on their computer to create something through the systems they had. Very, very old way of doing things. Now they can just go into a Starbucks, sit with the clients, create a portfolio, fill out the application, and they could have an account open. all that could be done through the advisor portal. They can rebalance their clients' portfolio. They can review, contact clients. Pretty much everything you think about an advisor can do. On the other side, the client portal is a quick way for client to, one, create their investment solution. You know, many goals, many different portfolios. They can open an application and fill it out to a broker-dealer that they are looking to sign up with, and then, invest their money. It's all can be done within 10 minutes. It's very simple. They don't have to think about which stock or which bond or all that. They just sort of simply invest and, get enrolled in the program with the advisor of their choice. As far as the investment matrix, which is more complex, and here we actually work with advisory groups, asset managers, or large companies like Ladenburg to build out their investment solutions that they want to offer to the client. So this is very flexible, and it's something they can customize. And, kind of think about it this way. There's $60 trillion in the asset management business globally. Everybody has something unique to offer. The way we look at this industry is that something unique is their philosophy. That's what makes their clients go to them. That's what we help them build. That's their digital footprint. So the investment matrix, combined with all the other look and feel, is totally customized on how they practice their business.
I see. This is the point where I usually ask, how are you different from your competition? But I'm wondering if you have a competitor. I mean, I've never seen anything like this before. I mean, do you feel like there's competition out there at this time?
No, actually, we are unique in that sense. We believe creating a solution should be very unique and custom, and we build this technology to help advisors and larger financial industry players to kind of build their own solution. I'll tell you an interesting story. We just picked up a client who was with another major player, thought they were getting something unique, and after 9 months, decided that they're just not getting that. After speaking with us for a week and a half, 2 weeks, you'll see an announcement come out soon. We are very happy that we can accommodate this type of philosophy and advisory into the system. And it's the idea about it's kind of like the book about everybody having a tribe. All these advisors, all these broker-dealers and asset managers have convinced their client base that they've been working with for years that what they're offering is something unique and it's for them. And that's what we want to do. We want to help them build that technology gap, with their clients and their philosophy.
Got it. Yeah, Seth Godin is one of our community leaders, and that's his book. So it's interesting that you reference that. So do you feel, are you in the fintech space? And I know that's a big word these days, but, is that the space that you're playing in? Is this a fintech play?
That is correct. That is how people know this industry, financial technology. It's become a big buzzword in last few years. I don't know the numbers on how much billions are going into this industry, but I believe last quarter alone there were several billion dollars that went into venture capital alone. Mm-hmm. I think there's a new piece out by KPMG. They sort of have this summarized, and it's just growing rapidly. This is one of the hottest area for investments, and we're in the thick of it.
Now, how long ago did the website go live? Give me the timeline.
Which website? Symbol?
Yeah, no, well, no, I'm looking at your main website right now, InvestSense.
Okay. So we had iteration of our website. We initially started, as I was saying, in the retail world, but now we're very, very focused on InvestSense.com as a main website that went out. The current website went up in January, February timeframe. And we're always changing something. We're always adding things. One of the biggest things that we're pushing now, it's not just a robo-advisory platform that we build, but we actually really build a digital wealth management solution. This is something, when a client comes onto your site, they're looking for investments, but they also want to know, well, how much can I invest? Can I invest for, car? Can I invest for house? Can I invest for some special purpose, education? So they're looking for different things to do. So we're actually building out a full solution for our clients.
I see. Yeah, in our world, because of everything we do in the cloud, anything fintech, Bitcoin, blockchain, e-commerce, I mean, security, I mean, everything seems to be a hot topic right now. And it's fascinating to me. It's like we're watching the world reinvent itself at light speed right now, especially in anything that has to do with the financial markets and like you say, in fintech. Here's a question for you, okay? And we ask this of every podcast, and we lovingly call this the Oprah's couch question. If you were being interviewed by Oprah and you were saying to yourself, oh, gee, if we could only get her to ask this question, I would love her to ask this question. What would that question be, and how would you answer it?
That's a very interesting question. So I think the question I would ask is, as the advisors are thinking about this, and the asset managers or community banks, what is it that they are selling, and what is it that they sold for, last 10, 15, 20, even 150 years in case of Ladenburg, to their clients? That's something very special that they are doing, and that's how they build their network. We are in the business of helping them take that model to the next generation of digital investors. So we very, very, specifically customize their services, their not just the investment models, but their philosophy and what made them great. We want them to be able to sell that to the next millennial and across the world. We're doing something with a very large group in Asia. We are, as we just announced with Ladenburg Symbol, which is, by the way, I just want to spell it out, SYMBIL. It's something unique that they build and they want to offer to their clients, and I think that's what we would do. We want to ask a question is, what is that something unique that you provide in investment management, as a advisory or wealth management service? We will help you build that.
Got it. Very good. Well, I'll tell you, this is actually fascinating. We have a tremendous presence in most of the schools of business, especially finance majors, et cetera. I think they're going to really enjoy this. Would you be willing to come back with us again, maybe towards the end of the year, and have a follow up podcast with us?
Absolutely. I think we are, as you'll see in next coming weeks, we'll be making some more announcements You know, with this new DOL announcement that happened a couple of weeks ago, people are very excited about that. It changes the way you manage smaller accounts and how you advise them. And this would be a great solution for that type of services and requirements. So absolutely, let's do this again. We would be very interested in speaking again and telling you how things are going.
Great. And if folks want to learn more, we just send them to your main website?
Yes, it would be investence.com, INVESSENCE.com. They could also check out Symbil, SYMBIL.com. Please go and take a look, and we're happy to speak with people.
Very good, very good. Well, this podcast will be live within a day or two. You might want to alert your webmaster that a couple million people might be listening to this, so govern yourself accordingly. Okay?
Well, we would love the attention, and we appreciate that you took the time to interview us, and very excited about it. Thank you so much.
Very good. Jigar, thank you for your time, and thank you, everybody. This was another session of Coffee in the Clouds. Take care.
Thank you.